From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Twin blasts in the Afghan capital Kabul on Monday killed at least 26 people, including 9 journalists, who arrived to cover the initial explosion. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
A deadly blast in the Afghan capital Kabul on Monday. And then, when journalists arrived at the scene, a second explosion. French news agency AFP confirmed on Twitter that its chief photographer in Kabul, Shah Murai, was among those killed. A number of other photographers and cameramen also reportedly killed or injured.
That was Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Islamic State, through its Amaq news agency, claimed responsibility. South Korean officials say North Korean leader Kim Jong-un told South Korean President Moon Jae-in at their historic summit he would be willing to give up his nuclear weapons if the U.S. commits to a formal end to the Korean War and a pledge not to attack the North. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton reacted to the news on the CBS program Face the Nation.
President Trump is determined to see this opportunity through, hopeful that we can get a real breakthrough. But we're not naive in the administration, and a lot's going to ride on this meeting with Kim Jong-un.
President Trump expressed optimism about his planned meeting with Kim in a few weeks following conversations over the weekend with President Moon and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Iran topped the agenda as U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visits key U.S. allies, Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Jordan. He does not expect the U.S. to stay in the Iran nuclear deal. We have much more on all these stories on voanews.com. This is VOA News. After more than a year in office, President Trump is hosting an African president at the White House for the first time. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is to meet with Trump on Monday. Security and economic issues top the agenda for the bilateral meeting and working lunch. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says a missile attack in Syria's northern region has killed 26 pro-government fighters, mostly Iranians. Missiles struck Syrian military bases in Hamas and Aleppo late Sunday in what state-run television called a new aggression by its enemies. Syrian officials gave no details on who is responsible or if there were any damage or casualties. British Housing Minister Sajid Javid was named Monday as the new Interior Minister. This comes as the previous Interior Minister, Amber Rudd, resigned Sunday after Prime Minister Theresa May's government faced criticism for its treatment of long-term residents who were wrongly labeled illegal immigrants. Reuters' Julian Satterwhite reports.
Britain's Interior Minister has resigned, saying she accidentally misled Parliament. Amber Rudd had faced criticism after it emerged that some migrants from Commonwealth countries who settled in the UK between the 40s and 70s had been wrongly declared illegal immigrants. In a resignation letter to Prime Minister Theresa May, Rudd said she inadvertently misled a parliamentary committee last Wednesday by denying the government had targets for the deportation of illegal migrants. But on Sunday, The Guardian leaked a letter from Rudd to May last year. In it, she stated an ambitious but deliverable aim to deport more illegal immigrants over the next few years.
And that was Julian Satterwhite reporting. The scandal put the British Prime Minister in the spotlight, too, and has raised questions about May's 6-year stint as Interior Minister before she became Prime Minister. The opposition party says May was also responsible. Members of the United Nations Security Council team probing Myanmar's crisis over its ethnic Rohingya Muslim minority have arrived in the country's capital after a visit to Bangladesh. That's where 700,000 Rohingya who fled military-led violence live in refugee camps. The UN delegation on a 2-day visit will meet with the country's top leaders, State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi, before traveling to the northern Rakhine State, the area from which the Rohingya fled. Neil Bush, the son of former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, says his father's health is improving. The 41st U.S. president was hospitalized with an infection the day after his wife's funeral. That's Barbara Bush. We have much more on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.